You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Shovik Das. I'm Leslie DeMonte.
And I'm Deepthi Ahuja. You're listening to Mint Etc.,
a podcast where we will talk about important developments in technology and how they will transform our lives, work and play as we know it.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Mint Etc. This episode is brought to you by IBM and I'm your host, Deepthi Ahuja. The world has seen a major technological shift in the recent years. By now, you must have tried your hands at some of the digital assistants or tools that have been taking the world by storm. As we witness the transformative power of AI, it becomes increasingly paramount to emphasize the importance of building responsible AI. And that's exactly what we will be talking about on this episode. We'll talk about the ethical dilemma surrounding AI, the need for reskilling employees, mitigating risk in businesses. And to do that, we have with us Geeta Gurnani. She is the CTO and Technical Sales Lead for India and South Asia, IBM Technology. With more than 25 years of experience in the industry, Geeta leads the technical organization that helps clients across India and South Asia to deliver enterprise solutions. Hi Geeta, welcome to Mint Etc. How are you?
I'm good Deepthi. How are you?
Good too. So jumping right away into our interview, a recent report by IBM found that nearly 60% of Indian enterprises use AI in some form or the other. As this level of adoption, you know, it's expected to grow over the coming years, probably months. What is the significance of responsible AI in this landscape? And how can this responsibility be ensured?
All right. So I think great question. And I think on generative AI, all of us are the first party adopters as well, right? As we into the AI. And I think sometime I extremely get worried personally that if this is not operated under responsible AI, is system really taking the right decision, right? Because now we are banking upon the systems to take decisions, right? So yes, responsible AI will be extremely pivotal and significant as organizations will scale on AI, right? Experimentation phase is fine, but as you scale, it is extremely important that you by design practice responsible AI, and it should not be afterthought after you are live and you're using systems extensively and then suddenly it hits you that did you really looked into those aspects, right? So it's going to be extremely critical given that now machines are going to take a lot of decisions and we all will be relying on those machines part of it, right? How do you ensure responsibility, all right? Saying that, what does it mean and what is the enabler of responsible AI, right? So I would say AI governance is actually enabler for a responsible AI, which means you need to look into five key areas. Explainability part of it, which means the model you're building, the model which is taking decision, is it explainable, which means any point in time you can audit, saying that how did model arrive at a particular decision, right? Second, fairness, which means it's properly calibrated and humans are involved in the decision-making process initially, which means there are fair and choices which are given to the humans to take the decisions rather than 100% depending on the machines, right? So you follow the fairness part of it. The robustness, because it has to be secure and robust. Your entire data is now getting processed. You have a ton of data which goes into the Gen AI, into the training of the system. So you need to follow the robustness, the secured, those all data points what we talk about, right? The fourth element is actually transparency, which means as a business user, I should have a right to know that. So how did this model was trained upon, right? From where did I picked up this model training data, input, output, all of that. So transparency part of it. And I think the fifth and the most important, which I think all of us are always concerned about, is the privacy part of it, which means whatever data you're using, the consumer privacy and their data rights are taken care. So in nutshell, responsible AI, five areas to look into: explainability, fairness, robustness, transparency, and privacy. That's my view, Deepthi, that we need to be really concerned about.
Absolutely right, Geeta. But, you know, scaling AI initiatives can pose significant challenges. Could you elaborate on certain hurdles that, you know, enterprises face when scaling AI, particularly when it comes to integrating these responsible AI principles that you just mentioned?
Yeah, interesting. And, you know, I must tell you that I think last 9 months after we launched our whole AI product, Watson X, I must have met now 100 plus clients. Okay. And while they all are experimenting with the different business problem, right? But the one common problem everybody comes and say that, oh, by the way, can I really trust what I am adopting? Okay. So the challenges, as you rightly said, are very, very relevant. And I will put them in three categories. And this is what we've been having discussion with our clients also. The first category of risk is regulatory, which means, of course, India is still on the path of forming the regulations. Many of the countries have gone ahead and formed the regulations in terms of how do you bind this responsible AI on the regulatory framework. Let me give you one example. See, I think all these models consume a lot of energy because when you infer the billion parameter models, they take a lot of energy. So isn't it there should be a regulation saying that you should not be solving small business problems with those large language models, right? You need to be very mindful. So you can put and you need to may need to tomorrow comply with those regulatory requirements.
Right.
First, challenge what I see, the category I'll put it in the regulatory part. The second is reputational, right? And I don't want to talk too much about it because we have seen many, many hallucination and other cases coming out of not being using AI responsibly, which means your reputation is at stake as a brand. So it can be a make or a break. So reputational risk is a second risk is what I will call upon, right?
Yeah.
And the third would be the risk in the operational terms, because when you have so many technologies available and everybody in your organization experimenting with AI, right? Unless you have a tooling which actually binds the whole organization together, unless you have a governance framework which at least puts the guardrails around it, I think it is extremely challenging, and there are a lot of hurdles enterprises actually face when they're trying to scale AI. So regulatory, reputational, and operational part of it. And the report which you referred, Dipti, I think I'll encourage the listeners to go and read about that. It actually just elaborates a little more, saying that one is tooling, other is skilling, right? And are people really educated on ethical concerns, right? How do you use it, right? So those are few things I would want to call out, that as people embark on this journey, they are facing some hurdles. And it's time for them to really think through that governance should be probably a binding factor as they innovate at scale in the organizations.
Right. And that's what my next question is all about, AI governance. You know, having spoken to about 100 plus clients, I'm sure you have the expertise by now to, you know, help us understand the key aspects of AI governance that businesses should prioritize to ensure ethical and accountable AI deployment. How does IBM approach this AI governance?
Yeah, so good part, I must tell you that first of all, IBM has its own ethics board. Okay, so even for our own usage, it's been institutionalized almost 3-4 years, because we are also a product company, right? So while we give products to the enterprises to work on the generative AI or AI, but we have our automation, our own security products, our own sustainability products, where we're infusing AI ourselves, right? So first thing, I think what we are practicing, that we have a very, very regulated way of using the AI, and we have an IBM ethics board, which actually we pretty much have to take broad use cases which we are taking into the adoption to that board to say that am I doing right on from a governance or responsible AI perspective, right? How are we enabling enterprises, right? And how are we telling them that the aspects they should fundamentally take care when they're thinking about the governance, right? First thing is that every organization need to have a way to do a monitoring and the evaluation of every model they are using, which is the model life cycle, as we call it, right? Because model building is just a start point, right? Model might get biased over a period of time when you are working on the field, right? You're taking more training data, it get biased, it can produce hallucinations, right? So you need to prioritize that every model need to be governed through a common life cycle. Technology is immaterial. You can use whichever technology you want, but the governance has to be in place, saying that how are you governing and monitoring the model. The second part of it is that risk management part of it, which means I know the life cycle of my model, but am I completely aware of the risk I am posing through taking this model into production? Which, as I said, that is this model explainable? If somebody tomorrow comes and tells me, okay, tell me, how did you took the decision that X loan should be given to a person and the Y should not be given to a person, right? How did you take that decision basis the AI? Then my model should be explainable. I need to understand that risk, what I carry as a business, right? So that's the risk part of it, which organizations really need to take care of it. And the third, I would say, which I earlier also said, which is the regulatory part of it. So you need to prioritize three things. One is the life cycle governance of the models which you're using. Two, the risk management of those models which are actually now in production, that you take care of fairness, transparency, everything what we spoke about. And third, about the regulatory part needs to be prioritized. And I think you would agree, Deepti, that soon we will see DPDP Act getting normalized. Yeah, and very severely looked into from a privacy perspective. So maybe that's law you need to abide when you're thinking about the models and how are you going to use all of that data for training of the model.
Correct.
So I would say these three aspects organizations need to take care when they are looking into from an approach to the governance perspective. And three things fundamentally, three additional principles, I would say, we follow at IBM. We say that the purpose of AI should be to augment human intelligence and not replace it. The second, data and insight should belong to their creator, which means you are very, very careful about what data we use and they belong to the one who has created it. And last one, which is transparent and explainable. So that's what I would call about as business leaders think about responsible AI and AI governance.
Really appreciate the clarity on this. Geeta, last time we spoke to Sandeep and he told us about, you know, IBM's WatsonX platform and how it can help businesses adopt AI more confidently. Could you share the journey of this platform so far and some of the features that have helped with driving responsible AI?
Sure. So two parts to the WatsonX. One is when it comes to building the model itself, right? So how do you allow people to have a choice of the platform, the model, the harnessing the openness and innovation coming up? So that's where WatsonX.ai, which actually allows you to pick and choose models, right? Whether you want to choose the open source model from Hugging Faces, you want to choose the Llama model, you want to choose IBM Granite model, you can choose whichever model you want. You have a choice whether you want to deploy it on-premise, you want to go on cloud. So it's a complete choice given to the individuals. Okay. But the critical and interesting element of WatsonX is that there is a full openness which is allowed, but we also give a governance framework under the product called WatsonX.governance, which actually takes care of what we spoke earlier, three things for any organization. The whole model life cycle, okay? So the product provides you any model, any technology you pick up, it will provide you model life cycle, okay? It doesn't have to be IBM model, it can be any model. You can do the version control to everything of that model. You know, you can control source of that model from where it has come. Right. The second is the risk management of that model, which means continuously monitoring the performance of the model, whether it's biased, is it drifted from what it was originally designed for, is it hallucinating, and all those aspects, which is monitoring the model as they are in the work, let's say, let me put it that way, right? Which is the risk part of it gets managed by the tool. The third part is the regulatory part, which means if there is a regulation which comes, and the Biden Act which came up, which says that any organization using a model which consumes energy beyond a particular threshold, they have to inform the government. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next dot governance? You can actually put that as a rule, saying that any of my model are consuming energy beyond a particular threshold or beyond a particular inferencing cycle, give us a signal to that, right? Mm-hmm. So you can also put the regulatory stuff into the product. The beauty of it is that it is platform agnostic, which means any platform you choose, it will provide you the governance. And I must tell you, as later said yesterday when I met one client, right? The client said that I'm a product company and I serve many clients. I have my foundation model, and he used a very particular term, saying that can I have hierarchies of model governed, which right. is when I produce model for some X client and use their data, it is separate. When I use it for Y client, it is separate. But foundation model is mine, which is I have trained my base model because that's my expertise. And I told him that, yes, that is what we can address through WatsonX.governance. So there are different concerns, but broadly fall into these three categories. WatsonX.governance can actually help you to deliver responsible AI, I would say.
Right. Makes perfect sense. And it's great to know that WatsonX is like a sutradhar, and you can use, you know, different kinds of models for your organization. Awesome. On that note, we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Geeta, for being a part of our show and sharing some really wonderful insights with so much clarity, on AI. As you rightly said, a responsible AI will instill more confidence in companies, employees alike, which will further establish India as a global hub for AI talent. Thank you so much, Geeta, once again.
Thank you, Deepthi, for having me.
So, folks, that's it for this episode. You are listening to Mint Tech Cetera. You can reach out to us on LinkedIn if you have any questions. Our handles are in the description.
This episode was produced by me, Deepthi Ahuja. It was edited by Amrinder Singh. Catch you next week.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.